Chapter 8, The Most Important Person. Will stepped forward and held up his hands. Slowly the crowd quieted down. "Thank you all," he said, "and thank you to the most important person in all the world. She has graced us with her presence today." Will made a sweeping bow to a woman in a gallery above the stage. The woman wore a white dress with pearls. A veil covered her face. The woman stood up and slowly lifted the veil. She had pale, wrinkled skin and small, dark eyes. She wore a red wig. The audience members let out a gasp. They all fell to their knees. "Long live Queen Elizabeth," said Will. "Long live Queen Elizabeth," the crowd shouted.
"Long live Queen Elizabeth," shouted Jack and Annie.
The queen smiled. Her teeth were all black. The audience didn't seem to mind. They cheered even louder. The queen raised one hand, and the crowd instantly hushed.
"I thank you, my good people," she said. "And I thank all these good players, every one. Today, they gave us a special kind of magic, the magic of theater. They turned the very daytime into night."
"Oh, man," whispered Jack. "That was it, the special magic. Their search was over."
The audience cheered again. When the actors left the stage, they gathered around Will to congratulate him on his success. Annie pulled Jack aside.
"We found it," she said. "The magic."
"I know," Jack said. "Will helped us. Let's thank him."
"Later," said Annie. "First, I have to show you something. I need your help, quick."
Annie led Jack downstairs and outside. As people streamed away from the globe, the late afternoon sun was going down.
"This way," said Annie.
She headed for the patch of trees behind the theater. When she and Jack stepped into the gloomy shade, Jack saw an odd figure near a tree. A purple cape barely covered his furry back. A golden wig and a lion mask barely hid his furry head. Jack gasped.
"The bear! You stole him!"
"I had to," said Annie. "I went to the cart when no one was looking. I put a costume on him, so if we pass people on the way here, they'd think he was an actor."
"But you can't just steal him," said Jack.
"I wasn't stealing. I was saving," said Annie. "I'm not sure what to do with him now. What do you think?"
Just then the bear's owner charged into the woods.
"Where's my bear?" he shouted.
His face was red. He was scowling.
"Thieves!" he yelled. "Give him back. I'm selling him to the fights."
"No,"
said Annie, standing between the bear and the man.
"He's a tame bear, not a fighter."
"She's right," said Jack, jumping in. "And besides, bear fighting is stupid, really stupid."
"'Tis indeed," said a deep voice.
Jack, Annie, and the bear's owner whirled around. Will and Puck were standing at the edge of the woods.